Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Week 7 of the National Football League season kicks off with Steelers and Bengals tonight, Thursday Night Football. You can hear that the game right here on 105.7 The Fan, which makes it a perfect time to add it to the Winter Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I saw your Baldy breakdown this morning on John Jenkins' one-man turnover. That's the first turnover the Ravens have forced in a game not against the Cleveland Browns, including the playoffs, since Christmas Day. It's been a rough go for the defense. They're on the bye. What should the Ravens be doing if you were running the Ravens as far as trying to get things right, or is it possible to get it right?
Well, there's obviously a lot of issues. If you want to turn things around, takeaways are certainly a way to do it, but you've got to pressure people. You got to knock the ball loose. I mean, Jenkins did it, and I just put it out there because it seems so rare. They don't get their hands on many footballs, and that's been an issue, especially with an offense that's struggling to throw it. But there's so many issues. I mean, who could think that the Ravens would get stuffed on a goal line with a yard to go before the half last week, not score from a yard away with some of the firepower they have? I would think that, getting certain guys back has a chance to help this team right now. When you look at, their all-world fullback, like, he's not out there, it makes a big difference right now. And so, like, maybe getting some guys back is going to help. And, getting Alohi back in there and kind of learning some of the defenses so they can play Kyle at the line of scrimmage like they like to, that might be really good. But getting Ricard back, I think, can help a big part of this offense and all the things that they like to do. And obviously Lamar.
Yeah, Baldy, I wanted to focus on the three safety looks, and they brought in Alohi Gilman after shipping out Adafe Owe to the Chargers. I know the Rams left a lot on the field, Stafford missing throws, Devontae Adams dropping balls, but they still held the Rams to 241 yards and just 17 points. How much of a difference was that three safety look, having Kyle Hamilton more in the box and in the slot?
I thought it was a big deal. I mean, I think that's where Kyle does his best work. Down at the line, he's just so versatile, whether it's blitzing, whether it's just run blitzing, getting after the quarterback, just handling things, the line of scrimmage. Just, he's a guy that doesn't stay blocked, that can get into the creases and just be disruptive. And I think that's when he's at his best. And so for Alohi and, Malachi to kind of handle the back end of things where the ball wasn't going over their head. Now, they did drop a lot of passes. Everybody did, but that did contribute. But at the same time, I think that's kind of the style that they want to play right now because the linebackers, while they're young, they're not really playmakers right now. They're just doing their job. But I feel like Kyle's a guy that, can help in the turnover area and just being a disruptive force at the line of scrimmage.
Baldy, Harbs is doing what he has to do. He's selling that the season's not over and they're not that far away. But we've chronicled here how they're getting mangled in the trenches. And one area where Harbs was pretty forthright and being sort of honest is their goal line, their goal to go, and just their red zone running in general, and and how much of a problem that is. But it seems to me a lot of that is personnel, right? I mean, if Ronnie Stanley isn't Ronnie Stanley anymore, and they're reluctant to swap out these guards, and they used to have McCary, and now they don't have a jumbo extra tackle who comes in and does anything. I mean, I know the tush push looked bad, and you know Monk having Derrick Henry throw passes is suboptimal. But I mean, how much of this is them just getting their asses kicked up front?
Well, I guess, you know, to be honest with you, Jason, the fact that they went to the tush push probably tells you exactly the answer that you just said. I mean, they don't feel like they can just line up and knock the Rams a yard off the ball into the end zone with a 250-pound running back. I mean, I think that says it all. Like, when I saw that play, back-to-back plays, and them getting stuffed and Andrews running it, which he's not used to doing, and there's a little science to what the Eagles do and the Ravens weren't, but nonetheless, I'm thinking that's why they're using it, because they don't feel good about moving people off the ball right now. And that's probably, you know, I don't think John can run from that. You know, from you can run from a lot of other things, and you can, you know, do declarative things that coaches do when they're, you know, in the crypt right now. But that was pretty alarming to me.
I'm talking with Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's move to tonight's game. And I did not expect Mike Tomlin to be so angry about the Bengals acquiring Joe Flacco from the Browns, but man,
he wanted Browning, Baldy. Yeah, he had some stuff ready for Browning, I think.
He's not thrilled about this.
I don't blame him, though. Yeah. I mean, you watch Jake Browning play against Detroit, and you're thinking, man, all we have to do is just throw the football out there in the middle of the field, we're going to win this one. I mean, Browning was awful in that game. I did that game. That's why it's so fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I think the receivers are really talented in Jamar and T, but I mean, you got to at least have a quarterback that gives you a chance to make a play. And he didn't give those guys a chance to make a play against Detroit that was sort of undermanned at the cornerback position. So I don't blame Mike, you know, for saying, because Joe Flacco does give them a better chance. I don't know how much more of a chance, because Pittsburgh is pretty good right now, but I don't blame Mike for saying, you know, give me the other guy in here, Jake Browning, please.
Baldy, it seems like the Chiefs offense is in gear. They've scored at least 28 points or more in three consecutive weeks, and now they get Rashee Rice back in their lineup. What kind of boost do you expect to him to provide?
Well, I mean, the real boost came 3 weeks ago when they got Xavier Worthy back, and the offense changed immediately. I mean, it's bombs away right now with Hollywood and Xavier and Tyquan Thornton. And it's opened things up for Kelsey, who's playing much better right now. And I can only imagine that Rashee is just going to add to it. The offensive line looks good right now. I mean, it's a little bizarre, Jason. Maybe you can figure this out. I haven't seen a team not commit a penalty in a game. You know?
Oh, it's a little fishy, Baldy.
I'm sure you've written about it, Jason, because I saw the Ravens get flagged three times in one drive. You know, and go backwards, and he couldn't in that opening drive of the game. But the young left side of the offense line, you know, is playing better. Even Jalen Moore last week played good. So I mean, Mahomes looks like the same guy. Like, he doesn't look like he doesn't really care what the record is right now. He's firing away and looking every bit as lethal as he's ever been. So I feel like with Spags on the other side and the firepower on offense, that despite being 3-3, they're still going to be the favorite to win the AFC West.
How vulnerable are the Buffalo Bills? That defense has been sort of the little brother for a while, and we know what happens to little brother when Milano's not there. I don't see a downfield receiver, Baldy, who really wins with any regularity 20-plus yards downfield. It's kind of become a little bit of a pop gun offense for me, and I don't think they want Josh running as much as he did 2 years ago when Brady took over as the play caller, but part of me wonders if that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I think that's where you have. I mean, I think they can still run the ball with James Cook and whoever else, Ray Davis, whoever is back there, Ty Johnson. But I feel like, you know, you got to be able to throw it in this league. And, you know, last week they couldn't score 20 points. And if you're not scoring 20 points in this league, and that game was 21-14 for a while, and they couldn't put together a drive. And so, you know, credit Jeff Ulbrich. He's done a really good job with much better talent in Atlanta right now. But still, they don't look right. And, you know, the run defense has always been suspect, especially with Milano out of there. And so, you know, they ran the ball for 200 yards, obviously the big one to Bijan. But, you know, you run the ball for 200 yards, that's always going to raise red flags to any defense, especially if your head coach, you know, is your quasi-defensive coordinator.
Baldy, before we let you go, is Baker Mayfield the MVP of this league right now? And what's that going to look like if and when he gets some of those receivers healthy?
Well, I would think so. I mean, you know, I didn't know who Cameron Johnson was until he scored a touchdown the other day. I'm going to go look it up and find out where he's from and who he is. But he's throwing to Cameron and Tez Johnson in that game, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. You know, and there's, you know, their best running back is out and the top three receivers are out, and it doesn't make a difference. And that's it's a credit to Baker. He's getting a lot of attention, which he deserves. And they're winning football games ultimately, and they're beating good teams. So, yeah, I would say, you know, after 6 weeks, whatever that's worth, I would call him the MVP. And you might call Daniel Jones the MVP as well, because he's playing great football in Indianapolis.
Baldy, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next
week. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, you got it, guys. Talk to you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And you know who else is on your side? Bone.
And it's Daisy Dips.
And yeah, well, that's coming. But it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What
Saucy.
You got?
He's on your side.
Yeah, I guess.
Or is he?
It's been a while since we've done this. How about a little bone in, bone out?
Nice.
TMI today. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Welcome to the latest ridiculous Inside Access game show, Bone In or Bone Out. Tim T-Bone Barbalace tells the boys what makes him tick, and Ken and Jason have to decide if they are Bone In or Bone Out. Take it away, T-Bone.
Yeah.
We love you, Jerry O'Brien.
Yes, we do.
And we miss you.
Yes, we do.
But it's been a while since we've done this, and I was thinking, you know what? Let's break it out. Let's break out Bone In,
Bone
always
out.
A good time it's for Bone
always
In, Bone
It's a good time.
This segment never disappoints.
And especially when the football team is 1-5 yes. and during the bye week.
Perfect time.
But
and on the way to 1-6.
Possibly.
It is spooky season. We are a couple weeks away from Halloween.
Sexy spooky season, and isn't that a thing?
If you go on a college campus, yeah.
We know that I've been in the movie club and you know, I've liked to sometimes watch crappy movies on purpose.
Yeah. And then you think good movies are crappy. So that you have that too.
I am bone in on bad scary movies. And my buddy brought up, this has been out, and there is a sequel, believe it or not, the Winnie the Pooh, the Blood and Honey. It's like killer Winnie
I
the
saw
Pooh.
The one. Never did you watch one. The one that, I did watch? I saw the Abe ago. Lincoln one.
Yes,
it's
yes,
terrible.
Vampire exactly killer.
Yes, it's terrible.
I've at least heard of that.
I am bone in on bad scary movies.
Is there a cottage industry of taking kids' cartoon characters and turning them into killers?
I think there like a, are that a different things. Thing?
Is, well, this, is this because you Winnie the Pooh it?
No, okay. That's not why. Okay. But yeah, Winnie the Pooh and piglets killing people, and it's madness. There's a sequel, Jason.
I'm not into horror movies, I gotta admit.
You don't like horror movies at all?
Oh, I like horror movies.
I like horror movies.
I'm not into them. I've seen a few, like, no.
Jason, I know you have not partaken in quite some time, but I am bone in on pumpkin beer.
No.
I like pumpkin beer.
Nothing pumpkin. I think it's overrated.
Yeah, I need pumpkin.
No. I think pumpkin spice, pumpkin flavor. It's overrated. I will on
maybe
Thanksgiving.
Maybe in a muffin. If you sneak it in a muffin, you're not going to make me that mad. Like if you kind of, it doesn't belong there, but you put it in there anyway. Like pumpkin banana or something like that.
No, those are two things. I don't like either of those things. I'll have a small piece of pumpkin pie Thanksgiving, and that's because it's Thanksgiving. But
a hard pass.
Yeah.
I am bone out on pumpkin carving and really just Halloween decoration. The only decorations I do is Christmas.
Margie
pumpkin
likes
carving
some
sucks.
Of it. Yeah, I'm not a
I'm not good
carver.
With a knife in my hand. No, I'm not into it. Yeah. I mean, I think I appreciate it. It's cool that people can do it. I derive no pleasure from it. I'm not good at it. I don't want anything to do with it. And when the squirrels and the raccoons and everything, they get into they raw dog my pumpkins.
Nice.
I don't even want to know.
How are you sure they're raw dogging?
I should set up a camera, one of those cameras like you have that show people walk into your house and frame it in a way that it's like on the cut the top of what cut the top of the jack-o'-lantern. Yeah. I guarantee you there's animal pumpkin monkey business going on inside that pumpkin.
I do not have an artistic bun in my body, so a hard pass.
I don't either, but that's a good lead into my next one. But I want to get back. So, like, knives at all? Like, cutting anything?
I'm not very good with scissors.
Prepping.
Like, even just cutting a straight line? Like, I don't.
But I'm saying even from just
like,
cooking.
Like, if I had to help one of my kids with a project that even involves cutting, I'm always.
Like, cutting up onions, for example.
I'm good at that. Chopping.
Well,
I would consider that chopping.
Like, it's a knife.
Not carving, I guess.
Okay.
Using.
I get what you're saying.
Using a knife as an implement like, other than to chop.
We're a month too soon. Like carving a turkey, you're not doing that. You're not doing
Now, I can cut it up. I can slice a turkey.
Okay.
Yeah, not me.
You mentioned artistic, and this is way left field, but I was thinking Halloween, and then my mind immediately went to a Halloween costume that I really liked that I did a few years back. And that was Bob Ross.
Yeah, the guy who.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no! Wait! Oh no!
No, it was the guy in the audience. It's the guy in the audience.
I'm thinking of the Ken whatever.
Ken Bone. Yeah. You're thinking of Ken Bone. That was after.
The Birds liked that one.
She did. But I liked Bob Ross, and I remember in college, and we would typically be intoxicated or something.
Yes.
Watching Bob Ross on Netflix, the show, him with the happy accidents and all. I'm a Bob Ross fan.
Oh, it'll like it's like kind of meditation.
It is.
It's like it'll make you zen. Nice. It'll bring you. It'll hone you in. And him just with all the little dots. Oh no, I'm totally into that.
Bob Ross.
I got no issues.
I've never watched
that. You know what else is good for my heart rate? Antiques Roadshow.
I'm not familiar.
I know what it is. I've never. I know what it is.
I mean, the government's killing PBS, but like, yeah,
never watched that.
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah,
and PBS documentary. The PBS documentary. I don't like paying for a lot of subscriptions. And hopefully if I get you to my house on one of these weekends soon, I'm not going to pay for anything anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But the PBS Docs, the PBS Docs subscription is totally worth it.
Yeah. I am bone out and quite frankly appalled that within the past week I have already seen Christmas commercials. I think it was Home Depot, the one that I saw.
Bone, they've been, Halloween candy's been out since July. So, but, like,
dude, Christmas commercials, like, when it, we're a couple weeks away from Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Gotta get ahead of it,
I guess. And then lastly, because I went to his show a couple weeks ago, I'm bone in on Shane Gillis.
I like Shane Gillis.
Yeah, Stavi was an opener, by the way. Stavi opened.
I don't think he'd do it for me.
No?
I like Shane Gillis.
The clips that they've played to try to get you to buy the tickets,
that was a crappy clip.
I'm like, then, yeah.
But you like Tires.
I like Tires more than I thought I would.
Yeah. I like
Shane Gillis is a main character.
Is he the main writer? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he is.
I think he is.
I don't think he would make me laugh a lot.
I have come to really like Shane Gillis. He may have done one of the greatest fake commercials in SNL history.
Oh, the beer. The beer. Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is great.
It is good.
And the more stuff I watch of him, the I have to admit, the more I find him funny.
Shane Gillis is the writer and creator of Tires.
Coming up next.
It's not like my favorite show or anything, Bone. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Tires is okay.
It's fine. It was better than I thought it would be.
It's like the Ken thing. It was actually all right.
I watched the whole thing.
It's pretty good.
It's
both
not seasons. As good as the Pickles chicken sandwich. No, it's not as good as the Pickles chicken
burgers.
Sandwich.
Burgers, actually. Excellent.
Actually,
Coming up next, six-pack time. Ravens are 1-5. So there's a lot of disappointment to go around. But who are the six biggest Ravens disappointments? We'll give you our list, six-pack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next year on The Fan. Six Pack, sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. And it's been a disappointing season for the Ravens. They are 1-5. But who are the six biggest Ravens disappointments? By the way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I have Cooper Rush at six. He is the backup quarterback, but we lauded this move when they made it in the offseason, finally getting a legit backup quarterback. And I gave him a pass in training camp when he didn't look good. I gave him a pass in preseason when he didn't look good. And then the regular season came, and he still looks bad. And now he doesn't seem to be on the same page with his head coach. He's the backup, but still, I put him at six.
Six is Sashi Brown. You guys can pretend that the building doesn't matter and it has no influence in their warped football culture and their lack of accountability. But he is the top of the food chain, and the buck should stop with him. And they haven't been ready to play. They haven't put a product out there that's been deserving of people's attention in a positive way. He took over for a legend in Dick Cass. The owner is what he is at this stage. He's told you he's not keeping it in his family. He's going to sell it here in the next few years. And he's not, he's living his life. So this is not just football. They've got too many people who are way too comfortable with their existence. So the team president for me has been a failure.
I have a question though. How can he be on your list of disappointments when you've never,
I don't expect much, but
let me finish the question. How can he be on your list of disappointments when you've never respected him in the first place? You hated the hire when it happened. So how can he be on your list of disappointments?
Because they're 1-5.
Okay. But you've never...
Well, I didn't expect much of Zach Orr. He's next. Okay. Is Zach Orr on your list?
He's not on my list. This is all players. I went players.
Number 5.
And it was a horse bleep hire, and it will play out that way. It'll make more money for Steve. They ain't winning anything. They're not connected to the community. They had the Justin Tucker debacle.
They got Boys and Girls Clubs they're building.
That's great that Steve did that. Keep doing it.
He said he's going to.
I applaud that wholeheartedly. 5 is Zach Orr. Didn't expect much, but still, it's got to be better than this. And we were all excited about bringing Pagano in and propping it up. And maybe this is too low. But you look at how horrible they are. They're bottom 5 in the NFL. In third down defense, in red zone defense, in passing defense, in rush defense. They've given up the most points in the league. They've given up the most passing touchdowns. They're bottom 3 in rushing touchdowns allowed. I mean, that's systemic failure. And, I mean, sorry, Matabike is a big loss, but, like, that's it. Roquan's not a $20 million player. Just because you paid him $20 million doesn't mean he's any good. So they lost the D-tackle, and yeah, that sucks. It shouldn't completely undermine their football team on that side of the ball, but it has.
I took this exercise differently. I will tell you straight up, I went all players here. My 5 is Malachi Starks. I was sold on him being a plug-and-play upgrade on this defense, and while I think it was Chuck Pagano who said he never makes the same mistake twice, he's seemingly making a lot of mistakes, and he has not been a plug-and-play addition to this defense. He has not made things better. He has not been the ball hawk that I was sold on, at least not yet. So I give him, I put him higher, but he's a rookie, so he's at 5.
Number 4.
4 is Rashad Bateman for me. And last year, it looked like they had finally, and they, I mean Lamar and Bateman, had connected, and they had given him another extension this offseason because it looked like things had finally opened up for Rashad Bateman. And now I feel like we're back to the future with Rashad Bateman. And some of this is Lamar getting hurt. But let's be honest, they were on the same page before they got hurt, or before he got hurt. Rashad Bateman, I think, is going to be in another uniform come November 4th. It has not been good. He's been a colossal disappointment.
I put the offensive line at 4. I struggle with the order for some of this stuff. But the fact that no one stepped up and everyone stepped back, and maybe this is too low. The Ronnie thing, we always thought he could be on borrowed time. They didn't get any insurance for Ronnie, and that's chickens coming home to roost. The fact that they don't have a third tackle slash six offensive lineman who's worth a damn, who can even just be a human pylon, that's pretty shameful. Yes, the fullback being hurt sucks, but you still have a 260-pound running back, and we just had former NFL offensive lineman Brian Baldinger on, who watches film of all this, and he documented just what a lost cause this offensive line is, hence having Mark Andrews try to run the tush-push.
I'll go with Ken. There's too much wrong to have the president on there. Okay. There's way too much wrong with this football team for me to beat Sashi like a pinata.
We are doing
this. I'm here to educate people, Bowen. I'm not here to placate you.
And we're here for the six biggest.
I take my job seriously.
Yes.
I take this six pack.
I take my job seriously as well.
Six pack of Ravens disappointment. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
This guy stinks and he stunk for a while, but I still have to put him here. Roquan Smith. Like, you are the quarterback of the defense, bro. And they started picking on your ass the moment the season began. Like, they picked right up from last year. And boy, did you comply. And the idea that he's going to be in better shape, or he's going to be twitchier or faster, or he's self-scouted and taking it to heart. Nah, man, I would honestly say the linebackers last week performed better without you than they have all year with you. And yeah, people went over their skis when you had one game against the Browns when you came to play. But in hindsight, it makes the whole arc of this even more sort of putrid. Like, I have zero expectations for him when he comes back. He runs from microphones faster than he seemingly runs into anything on a football field. It's bad, and they're stuck with him.
Well, I've got him a little higher, but we are in full agreement there. My three is Roger Rosengarten. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the fact that he held his own against both T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett a year ago. And you can tell me, well, they weren't 100%, but they were. If 70% of them is better than most of the guys playing in this league. I was expecting him to at least be as good as he was a year ago. And we were talking about the fact, well, if Ronnie goes down, you can move him to left tackle. Like, he stinks at right tackle right now. I don't know where the regression has come. He's a second-year player, but he's my three.
Number two.
Two is where I have Roquan, and everything Jason said is absolutely right. They are stuck with him, and he stinks. And he runs from microphones. Like, all of that is true. When they lose, we never hear from Roquan Smith. He's supposed to be the leader of this football team. He's supposed to be the Ray Lewis of this defense, and we never hear from him when times are tough, and he's, quite frankly, been terrible.
This, the order of these last two, I went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We'll put Corey Hart sunglasses at night at two. It was never the best roster in football. A roster is 1 through 53 plus practice squad. And the reality is, yes, they lost their quarterback, and yes, they lost Matabike. But the idea that this is all injuries is a joke. And if you want to build a team predicated on draft picks and undrafted kids, and you want to prove how smart you are, well, guess what? You might have to take it, bend over and take your whipping and take your flogging. And they're a debacle in all three levels of play. They don't have a strength, offense, defense, special teams. They can't hang their hat on anything. They've become everybody's homecoming team. And guess what? They got major holes moving forward from a guy who told you this past offseason, I don't have to do much. Shame on him.
Number one.
I'll put Harbs at one because they are the path of least resistance, because they didn't bow up before the season was essentially gone. And even when the defense kind of came to play, at least they gave an effort against the Rams. They got 3 points out of the offense on a day where they could run the ball. They don't seem to be responding to him. They're not buying what he's selling. The fans are sticking around to try to run him out of town afterwards. Rocco was in the upper deck of the last game, said the fire Harbaugh chant started, you know, by the end of the first quarter. Bashotti's going to be faced with a real crisis here if this season continues to go in the direction that it's going in. I didn't like Harbaugh's messaging from the summer, which is why we played the hell out of that clip, trying to pretend you're not in Super Bowl or bust mode. He looks a little befuddled. He looks a little lost to me. He looks like a guy who might be ready for a change. I don't know. A lot of people in this league, watching them on the sidelines, agents, other teams, general managers, coaches on other teams, feel like this feels like a little bit like Andy Reid's last year in Philadelphia to them.
It's interesting. And I like your list. As I said, I went purely players. My one's Marlon Humphrey. He was a deserved All-Pro a year ago. Came off the best year of his career a year ago. And he stinks. And now he's banged up too. But he got that game against the Chiefs. They went small, they went after him. He went on Kelsey, they went after him. They targeted him in that football game, and now he's hurt, and he's still doing his podcast, but he's been bad. At least he talks. I'll give him that on game day. I didn't talk last game, though, but at least he posts most of the time when they lose, but he's my one.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, Harbs and DaCosta definitely very deserving to be on the list. But Marlon, he was their best player on defense last year. 6 interceptions. Roquan Smith, $20 million linebacker. He's not giving anything. Rosengarten, it seemed like the arrow was pointing so up on
him.
He's
been such a colossal disappointment for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's I truly don't get it. He was a guy that we talked about in the offseason, Jason. We thought, this is a guy they legit can count on this line, and maybe one day he gets moved over to left tackle if and when Ronnie now.
Well, that's where it's going to get interesting for me. Is do they if this Ronnie thing really is, they can't get on the same page, and he just thinks his leg and ankle are shot, then do they put Rosengarten over there because anything's better than no poom? And if they do,
yeah,
okay. If they don't, that's, to me, a really bad sign about what they're thinking internally about Rosengarten.
Come December, and you might laugh, it might be Rosengarten at left tackle and Emory Jones at right tackle.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, that's what we could be looking at.
I told you guys the last game that Ronnie Stanley was not going to play very far in that game.
Yeah, you did.
And I told you that it's going to be somebody other than Nopoom soon enough, because this Ronnie Stanley thing is hitting critical mass.
I said, going back to that Chiefs game, right when the injury popped up, he should be playing that game. He lasted 2 series, and we have barely seen him since.
Coming up next, we get some Orioles in here, and bad news. It's trending towards Tony Manzolino retaining the manager's job for the Baltimore Orioles, but good news, he's going to have a badass training camp.
Woo!
Spring training is going to be hardcore. Is this really going to help? We'll explain next here on The Fan. Tea leaves seem to be pointing towards a Tony Manzolino return, though they did interview Yankees third base coach Luis Rojas and allegedly want to talk to both Albert Pujols and Ryan Flaherty. But don't worry, if Tony Manzolino's back, he gets spring training this time, and he's telling everyone that it's going to be a hardcore, like I guess, like remember Les Steckel with the Vikings, ran those guys back, they killed those guys.
Get ready for this talking point if / when they re-up with this guy. I know people inside the warehouse who were already sort of uttering about this before the season even ended. Then our buddy Mike Bordick sort of picked up on it, and he was talking about it in one of the times we had him on a few weeks back, even before the season ended. And then Manzolino and Elias started talking about it during their press conferences. I believe that's going to be their selling point for how they're going to instill fundamentals, that it's going to be an old school. And look, I know that Cal is talking to people about this, and Cal, obviously the Ripken way, and Cal's dad, who was a stickler for fundamentals. So they're going to try to like sell this idea that Manzolino is an old school baseball guy, and so he understands what this means, and he's going to run a very different spring training than anything that Hyde ran, and they're going to tell you that's when people are going to learn to throw to the right base and hit cutoff men and learn how to slide and all that stuff. So that to me is part and parcel of why I've thought for a long time that this is going to be Manzolino, and I don't think their poker game's as good as they think. And even this pool hole stuff, like the reports are like the Orioles might have interest in talking to him. Like this job's been open since May. Pujols has never managed before.
No.
They could have got an audience with if Pujols really had any other options besides the Angels, and this wasn't just access merchants pushing BS for agents, then they would have met. If they cared to meet with him, it would have happened.
But in terms of the fundamentals, the Orioles were one of 2 teams that didn't have a Gold Glove finalist this year. And I kind of asked the question, you go to Statcast.
Toronto had 6.
And look at outs above average. And 3 of the top 4 Orioles defenders, Ryan O'Hearn, Ramon Urias, Cedric Mullins, are not here.
Yeah.
I think Gunnar, I still have some faith in. He only had 1 error in his last 93 games. He shows the ability to make the wow plays, but we know that those errors can kind of come in bunches.
Before you answer that, Jason, Mike Elias from his end of season presser talks about the importance of fundamentals.
Yeah, look, this is a highly competitive league and game and division. The team that finished last in our division last year just won it. And it just shows how small the margins are. And you've got to stay on top of everything and be as good as you can be in all these different facets. And there's just a lot that goes into it. And there's constantly areas where you feel a little bit behind, you want to get a little bit better, and then over here something else develops. And there's just so many fine points to the game that you've really got to stay on top of. It's not up to me to get down there and dictate our fundamentals. That's not my expertise, but we've got to put together staffs and communication systems and people that have the right philosophies in all those areas and stay on top of it. So that's something that the person in the manager's chair, people in the front office, people in our ownership group, just everyone available who are experts in this area, we're going to put a lot of time into getting organized and getting a little bit better next year.
It's an interesting juxtaposition, Jason, because what he's saying is that the staff they're going to put together is the same staff.
I think this whole thing has been a sham, and it has been a buildup to an eventuality that, frankly, Elias was probably convinced of pretty early in the Manzolino's tenure, which was, this is going to be good enough for me to sell my bosses on, and this is working pretty good for me, and what's good for me is good for the Orioles. It's not about soul searching. It's not about finding the best and the brightest. It's not about truly challenging himself by bringing in a manager who's more accomplished at his job than Elias is at being a vice president or a GM, and having that person check me and that person bring out the best in my people and challenge us. It's about the path of least resistance and how can we cosmetically sell faux change. Oh, this is a great idea. Manzolino is going to be a real stickler. And like, oh, he worked with our infielders. Well, who in the, besides Gunner, who's any good in the infield?
Westberg, I guess.
I mean, the first baseman got better. Yeah. I mean, but he's not going to be back.
If he's here, I'm going to. Yeah.
But like, I get ready because this is where I'm fully convinced it's going.
When do we think this is going to be announced? Because Elias, during that press conference, is ASAP. You know, we want this done as soon as possible. This is number one priority. Like, next week after the World Series?
It wouldn't shock me if they tried it, if they get an audience with someone who's still involved, or Richie Weeks or somebody like that, who's still on one of these staffs, so they could at least check that box too, so that when they have to get around to talking about this, they could say, well, look, we waited until the final four teams were done because we wanted an audience with this guy or that guy who was still coaching, and that completed the process. And we decided that Manzolino, because he already knows these kids, because we already work well with all the crap they've been lining up, because he is going to be tough in the spring, was the best guy for the job.
What makes sense from a national perspective to do it while the playoffs are still going on, because the playoffs will overshadow it. Yeah. Like, the national media will be distracted by the World Series. I mean,
the Padres had no problem doing Zooms and with their media about. No, I mean, just announcing.
I'm just saying the announcement of the new manager, because it's. I don't think it's going to be received well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they cared at all about, if they had any understanding of how optics matter and how PR works, they would be being transparent about this process, even if it was a means to an end. But they don't even have the wherewithal to understand that.
Coming up next, it's time for Lucy Bird. She's from DraftKings. We got best bets and nonsense from her next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success.
Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.